Now, this August, the Korean Film Festival in Australia is returning to Sydney with a lineup of 10 outstanding South Korean films, each making their Australian premiere. The festival is then going to visit the regions, touring 6 smaller cities around the country, offering free screenings. The Korean Film Festival in Australia's programmer, Francis Lee, has joined me now. Francis, have we got you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me to this show.
Thank you so much for coming on. The first thing that I wanted to ask you is that for those who've never heard of the Korean Film Festival in Australia, what's it all about? What's the sort of mission of the festival?
When we founded the Korean Film Festival in Australia first time, because we would like to introduce the amazing Korean films to Australian viewers. So we started in 2011, and this is 2010, and this is our 16th year of film festival. And we normally bring like lots of latest Korean film with English subtitles to introduce new taste of Korean films to Australian viewers. And then now we are running in Sydney and also like all over Australia with a collaboration with all the councils in Australia. So yeah, that's a brief introduction of Coffee now.
So this year, there are 10 films, as I understand, that are making their Australian debut as a part of the festival. I wanted to ask, which of those films are you most excited for?
Definitely opening film, I guess. It's called Hear Me, Our Summer. Also, we're going to have a director for Q&A session straight after the screening. So Hear Me, Our Summer is just a beautiful and honestly. It's a really sweet romance. A Korean version of popular Taiwanese film told using Korean sign language. It's all about finding love and discovering yourself in unexpected places.
That sounds great. So
It is.
At this moment in time, I think it'd be fair to say that Korean film and TV is really, it's sort of picking up steam in the West like never before. Obviously, Korea has had a thriving film and TV industry locally for years, but it only really feels like the United States and Australia and Europe are now just taking notice of how fantastic all of this cinema is. Why do you think it's taken so long for people in the West to sort of start paying attention?
I think that it's definitely because of the development of the OTT programs such as Netflix and Disney Plus, et cetera, et cetera. So when we had like cinema era, the audience has to go to the cinema to watch the film, and then there is some barrier about the language barrier. So, you know, I assume some like Western viewers are like a little bit getting tired of reading the subtitles when they're watching the films because they're not getting used to it. But nowadays the subtitles are so common on Netflix series or Disney Plus series. So they have like the barrier it has been collapsed, and then they got easy to access to for the streaming website. So that's why it get more popular. Also, the Korean media industry, we have so many stories to tell because we have such a dramatic history in 5,000 years. So there are so many stories to tell. And then because the Western viewers never heard of our historical stories and things that never been experienced in the Western country. So that's why they're curious about it. So this is the time to boom up the Korean media content, I guess.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's super interesting you should say that because even just reflecting on it for myself, I think that in the last, exactly what you were saying, people getting basically more used to reading subtitles. Yeah. At first, I was not a big... Subtitles would sort of put me off, but there's so much great media out there with subtitles now that I feel I don't even notice it anymore. It's more or less like I'm just hearing it in English.
That's great.
So the festival in Sydney is taking place, I should say, on the 21st to the 26th of August at Event Cinemas,
right,
George Street. But then you're going out to the regions. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we actually proposed to every single council all over Australia, and then lots of councils send us interest, but unfortunately they have no proper venue that this city we can supply for. So in this year we have finally 6 councils to collaborate, two stuff from Parramatta, and we have also Queensland from Whitsunday recently Region Council and Toowoomba, and Benalla from Victoria, and Bicker Harbour from South Australia, and what I've missed, I think it's 6 councils I've mentioned, and then all the councils collaborate really, really positively, and it happens. So we supply, we bring 4 Korean films out of 10 films lineup of from the Cine Session, and then it will be screened for free for the local residents.
It's such a great thing. I think it'll be if even people in the cities are only just now waking up to the strength and incredible stories of Korean media, then it's so awesome to hear that it's going to the regions, that it's completely free. Francis, thank you so much for coming on. Super excited for the festival. Sounds like it's going to be great.
Thank you very much for having me. And please enjoy Korean film with the Korean Film Festival in Australia. Thank you.
Thank you, Francis. That was Francis Lee, programmer of the Korean Film Festival in Australia. That is taking place in Sydney at the 21st to the 26th of August at Event Cinemas George Street. And as Francis was saying, if you're not in Sydney, head to the 2SER website where we'll post more details about the festival, and you can see if the Korean Film Festival is fortunate enough to be coming to the town in which you live, because it's going to 6 towns in the regions. Maybe you're one of them.